Welcome to episode 83 of the Speak On It podcast, hosted by your boy T-Lip. What up, though? Hey, man. It was NFC AFC Championship Sunday. In this episode, I'm going to focus on the AFC Championship. Ravens Chiefs, man. Whew, it's a lot to talk about this game. If you didn't watch the game or you were somewhere under a rock watching something, watching your stories, watching BET, watching Law and Order, watching whatever else on there. If you wasn't watching this game yesterday, I'm about to break it down for you. Chiefs won 17-10. Kansas City. This is how it went a little bit. Ravens received the ball first, went out 3-and-out. You cannot have a – this is not the game to have a 3-and-out versus Patrick Mahomes. This is not the game. I said this last week when it was Patrick Mahomes versus Josh Allen. I said, bro, this is going to be a game where 3-and-outs are not in the picture. I'm like, bro, you can't have 3-and-outs versus Patrick Mahomes. You can't have lost possessions. You can't have wasted possessions versus Patrick Mahomes. I don't care who he's throwing the ball to. The fact that he is a magician and he controls, he touches the ball every play, you can't waste positions. You can't waste possessions, I mean. The Ravens wasted too many possessions. They scored one touchdown. And the one touchdown they scored was in the first quarter. And it was 5 minutes left on the clock in the first quarter when they scored a touchdown. The Chiefs' first drive, they drove the ball down there and scored. 11-play drive, drove the ball down there and scored. What I seen from this game, Patrick Mahomes was just methodical, man. Like the Andy Reid game plan, it was executed to the T, man. Like, he dominated the time of possession. The Chiefs had the ball for 37 minutes in this game. You would think that the Ravens was going to dominate the time of possession because the Chiefs don't need the ball a long time to score points. It's just like the biggest thing I've seen from this game is that the Chiefs won first down. Like, it was always like 2nd and 5, 2nd and 3. It was never 2nd and 12, 2nd and 9. It was always, the Chiefs was always gaining yards on first down. They won first down. Pacheco was running the ball. He was falling forward. He was getting yards. His legs was moving. Pacheco had 24 carries, 68 yards rushing. Like, that's not a lot. It was 2.8 yards per carry. But the thing is that they committed to the run. They committed to it. They said, hey, we're going to need you in this game. You're a part of this game plan. We're going to need you to run the ball. Yeah, the Ravens were the number one scoring defense and number one defense in turnovers and all of these things. But you got to be able to stop the run, bro. And some people say, oh, well, they stopped the run. Bro, he ran the ball 24 times. If they were stopping the run, they wouldn't have handed him off the ball 24 times. This is stopping the run. The Ravens running backs, Gus Edwards and Justice Hill, carried the ball 3 times apiece. That's it. Justice Hill had three carries for 3 yards. Gus Edwards had 3 carries for 20 yards. And one of the runs, he gained 15 yards on the run. So running backs in this game for the Ravens only had 6 carries. Why did the Ravens just abandon the run game? I really didn't understand that. How do you have the Chiefs stick to the run game, know how effective the run game is going to be in this game, but then you have the Ravens, which is the number one rushing offense, they just totally abandoned the run game. And it wasn't like this. It wasn't like the score was 21-7 or 21-0 where they had to just start throwing the ball all over the field. They just abandoned the run game. They just went away from the run game. I just said Gus Edwards and Justice Hill only had 6 carries total. Lamar Jackson had 8 carries. It's like the Ravens, I don't know what game plan they had. I don't know what they was watching. But the Chiefs' strong suits is they, I would say they're secondary. Justice Reed, McDuffie, Snead, man. Y'all seen the big play Snead made. You seen the big play Snead made. Nobody was catching the ball on Snead. Snead been locked down all year. McDuffie been locked down all year. And they bring in number two and number 35, they be switching up every other possession, something like that. But they was making plays. They was locking up. They wasn't having blown assignments and, you know, getting the ball caught on them. None of that. You got Mike Edwards back there at safety. But the Chiefs was missing a linebacker and Willie Gay. Their defensive end, the one that forced the fumble in the second quarter. I think he forced the fumble, number 90. He was out the second half. I think he had like a knee injury or something. He didn't play the second half. They were missing a D tackle. So the Chiefs were missing guys. And they still made plays defensively. Now, if you hip to the Chiefs, their defense has been really fucking good this year. They've been a top 3 defense this year as well. It's been them, the Browns, and the Ravens. But the Chiefs' defense has literally led this team to the Super Bowl. Let's be real. The Chiefs' defense has been around all year. This team has not allowed 30 points at all this entire season. Not one game this season, the Chiefs have allowed 30 points or more. They might be the only NFL team for that to happen this year. The Ravens allowed 30 points twice this year versus the Rams and the Browns. I'm sure the Browns allowed 30 points or more. Like, the Chiefs, bruh, like I said last week, you got to show me that you can beat Mahomes. I know I was talking all this Lamar Jackson shit, and I still think Lamar Jackson is that guy. He just have to learn. I mean, Peyton Manning didn't win right off the bat. Drew Brees didn't win right off the bat. You know, Eli Manning didn't win right off the bat. A lot of these guys, you know, ran up against some juggernauts. You know, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady and Gronk and it's just a lot of guys that's running up against. You know, Willie McGinnis, Richard Seymour, Vince Wilfork, Tyler. Bro, the Patriots was loaded back in the day. And a lot of teams ran up against the Patriots, ran up against, you know, Belichick, Tom Brady, and the guys they had on defense. All of them Hall of Fame guys they had on defense. But this Chiefs team, this Chiefs team's run through Patrick Mahomes. This ain't all we're going to play great defense and we're going to score 17 points and stop them. No. I understand they just scored 17 points in this game, but if you watch the season this year and you watch the Chiefs play offense this year, there was games you'd be like, bro, ain't no way they're going to make it to the Super Bowl, let alone win it. Ain't no way. They ain't got no wide receivers. A lot of drops. They led the NFL in drops. The Kansas City Chiefs led the NFL, the wide receiver group, all of them. They led the NFL in drops this year. I mean, they drops was losing games. And it's just a hell of a redemption story. Valdez Scantling dropping the ball all season. And then he come back and make the biggest catch of his career. On fourth down. Well, no, was it fourth down? Let me make sure. I don't think it was fourth down, but we about to see. Well, I don't care what it's for. Fourth down, third down, whatever it was. It was the last play of the game for the Chiefs. Right before the 2-minute drill. And, you know, the Ravens ran empty blitz because they know they probably, okay, they got to run the ball because they're going to try to run the clock out. But Andy Reid, trust Mahomes, like, no, I'm putting the ball in your hands. You're going to make a play. I know you're going to make a great decision. I know you a quarterback, you know, you're a coach on the field, quarterback on the field, wizard on the field, all of that. You going to make the best play for this team. And he put the ball in his quarterback hands, and the Ravens did the empty blitz, and Valdez Scantling got behind Marlette, number 10, and made a dive and catch. And the catch was tough because if you catch the ball falling back, you know, like the ground impact usually probably knock the ball out, or it'll knock the ball up in the air, or it'll do something. Because he literally caught the ball, and as soon as it touched his hands, he just, his back just hit the ground hard. That's usually a drop. We've seen him drop easier passes. So, for him to catch that ball, it just sums up a lot of the things that he, you know, been through this year, and how he was, you know, able to come back and make that play. Valdez Scantley had 2 catches for 38 yards. And like I said, the catch I'm talking about was a 32-yard catch he made to basically seal the game. Rasheem Rice, 8 catches, 46 yards. And he just be picking away at the defense, making plays, catching the ball, getting downhill. He ain't flashy. He ain't high maintenance. He ain't none of that. Like I said, he kind of remind me of Hines Ward a little bit. He catch the ball, he get downhill. He probably make a cut, but he really north and south. And he fast too. He run hard, he run physical. He running through the smoke. Like, you know how a kick returner, punt returner, they always, if you know, if you've been a kick returner or punt returner, your coach have told you, hey, run through the smoke. You got to run through it. You got to dart through it, because they kind of waiting on you. You dart through it, you're going to run right through the smoke. That's how he is when he catches the ball. He catching screens. He catching over routes, drive routes, out routes. As soon as he catches it, he running through the smoke. And that's what you need. He has became one of Patrick Mahomes' favorite receivers. He can trust him. And I seen it earlier this year. Like, I seen it the first game. He had a touchdown. But I seen, like, hey, he can play. But I also seen it in the preseason. I seen it in the preseason. I will watch them in the preseason. I'll watch the highlights. And I'll watch the first game. And the second game, I'm like, hey, he might drop the ball a couple times. In which he did. He had a couple drops too as well, Rasheem Rice, the rookie. He had a couple drops. But when he caught the ball, I seen like, hey, he be making something happen. Like, once he get over that, okay, once he get over that rookie wall, he going to be great. He going to be a nice, nice piece to the Mahomes puzzle. And they needed something like that, because Travis Kelce couldn't do it all by himself. But Travis Kelce definitely did it yesterday. He broke the postseason catch record. He broke Jerry Rice. He had 11 catches yesterday, 116 yards, 1 touchdown. This Ravens defense, it amazed me. Like, I know they a zone defense. But, hey, bro, you can't play zone the whole game versus Patrick Mahomes. Like, it was wide receiver just running free. Like, it was no DBs in their face, jamming them off the line. Like, they were just coming off the line, just running, bro. Like, just go to the open spot. It was no nothing. It was no reroutes, no double teams. I was like, dog, are they really just about to play zone the whole game? They're not going to play no man? You're not going to beat Patrick Mahomes playing zone. You're not. And this zone was wide open. They were just running all over the place, wide open. Like, they wasn't getting touched until they got tackled after they already caught the ball. I didn't get that. Like, Travis Kelce, all of his catches, he was wide open, just running. He was just cruising, doing what Kelce do, and making plays. Like, bro, you're not going, That formula wasn't going to beat Patrick Mahomes. That formula wasn't going to do it. You got to play them guys man to man. And that's what I thought they was going to do. Because I'm like, hey, I double Travis Kelce. And I'm going to play man to man across the board with the other guys. That's what I'm going to do. But they wasn't playing man to man. It was guys running wide open. That wasn't it. But Patrick Mahomes, man, super special. Super special. If you watch this game, he's already top 2 greatest quarterbacks to me to ever play the game. I know some people might think, you know, some people are going to say Peyton Manning is better. Some people are going to say Tom Brady is better. I'm going to say Patrick Mahomes is the best quarterback I've ever seen. What he do in the pocket, out of the pocket, how he win the games. He never throws, like, he's just, man. He put on a hell of a performance yesterday. A hell of a performance. And he shows why he's the greatest. He literally just took this team to the Super Bowl. Like, I thought last year team. I thought last year Chiefs team was, if I was grading them on a school scale, I thought they was like a C+. I thought they was like a C+. I thought this team was like a B- because the defense was so good. The defense wasn't that good last year. But I knew having all the guys come back, a lot of the rookies was going to come back. They were young on defense, that they were going to be good. I didn't know that they was going to be this good, but I knew that they was going to be really good. But they was top three in the league, and shit, you can win with that. So, but the offense, not having no wide receivers really step up to the plate. You had to depend on a rookie wide receiver. Early in the season, that was kind of hard to believe. Like, are they going to be able to do it with a rookie wide receiver? Is Travis Kelce going to be able to continue to, you know, carry the load and get open? Are they going to commit to the run game? Are these guys going to stay healthy? It was just so many questions with this offense. They was losing games because of they wasn't able to score points. But they got Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is not going to lose the game. That's what you're dealing with right now. You're dealing with a guy that you're going to have to beat. You're going to have to beat Patrick Mahomes. He's not going to lose. He's not going to lose the game. He's not going to make some of these mistakes that's just going to lose the game. Patrick is going to his fourth Super Bowl in 6 years. He got a chance to win his third Super Bowl in 6 years. Third Super Bowl MVP in 6 years. And y'all want to talk about dynasties? We might be looking at the best dynasty in NFL history. You know why? Because Patrick Mahomes ain't even 30 yet. Let's just say in 5 years. Because I love Andy Reid. I think he called a great game. I think his playbook and his mind is completely open because he know he have a quarterback that can literally do anything. He's getting even more creative because he know he has a quarterback that can throw the ball from anywhere on the field and make any throw on the field. But he also does it very precisely. He uses intelligence to distribute the ball down the field. He be making shit look easy. We might be looking at the best dynasty in NFL history. Come on now. If they win a Super Bowl against the 49ers, that'd be four Super Bowls, appearances, three wins in 6 years. This is Patrick Mahomes' first 6 years of his career. And like I said, these games were won off of Patrick Mahomes' back. They didn't always have a great defense. The Chiefs defense been very mediocre. This year was the best Chiefs defense Patrick Mahomes has ever had. All of them other Super Bowls he went to, that defense was kind of weak, for real. They just had Tariq Hill and Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes, and they was able to – those was offensive teams. This team right now, I would say it's more of a defensive team, but they have Patrick Mahomes. He's the answer, bro. He answers it all. He is the ultimate equalizer. He's the ultimate equalizer. Patrick Mahomes was 30 for 39, 241 yards. One touchdown, he got sacked twice, but those like kind of at the end of the game. Protected well, got the ball out of his hands, handed the ball off, got the ball to his weapons, very accurate passes. I don't think it was no drops from these guys yesterday. No drops from the wide receivers. None. He just got the ball to guys in the flat, early and often. Third downs. Let's talk about third downs. Kansas City was 8 for 18 on third downs. Bro, it was so easy on third down for Kansas City. I was like, man, this shit getting ugly. The Ravens can't get no stops. I was like, bro, the Ravens cannot get any stops. They could not get any stops. Third down, fourth down. Chiefs was cooking. They was 8 for 18. They was making it happen. That's 8 big plays right there. Third down is money down. Third down is where you get paid at. Third down in red zone is where you get paid at. I don't care what position you play. If you make a play on third down, you will get paid. Third down is the money down. That's where you make your money at. It do not matter what position you play. If that's defensive end making sacks, if that's quarterbacks making throws, if that's wide receiver making catches, if that's running backs being able to step up in the hole and make a big block, if that's DBs knocking the ball down, if that's them turning the ball over, if that's the safety making a key tackle on third down is where you get paid at. The Ravens was 3-11 on third downs. That ain't good enough. They were 4 of 12 on third downs last week, and they was 3-11 on third downs this week. The Chiefs had the ball so much of this game. Like I said, they had the ball 37 minutes. 37 minutes, basically. So the Ravens only had the ball for 22 minutes. 22 minutes. The Chiefs had the ball. I mean, the Chiefs ran 73 plays on offense, and the Ravens only ran 56. The way the Ravens offense is set up, it's not set up for like a quick scoring drives and quick plays. It's set up to have long drives, have draining drives, have drives where it's like damn near 14 plays, 75 yards, 5 yards a play, and they end with a touchdown. They're known for having longer drives because they are a running team. They had 5 3 and outs yesterday. You cannot afford to have 3 and outs versus Patrick Mahomes. I said this last week. Josh Allen had 2 3 and outs last week. And that was costly. That cost you a lot. And Lamar Jackson's offense had 5 of them. That's not going to win. Lamar Jackson's offense looked very – they looked like they was playing left-handed. The Chiefs made – Lamar Jackson's offense played left-handed yesterday. They made him play left-handed. It's like the Ravens never caught up. They never adjusted. They was never able to. And they got a couple stops. Like the Ravens offense, the Ravens defense was able to get a couple stops on Patrick Mahomes. They even had some 3 and outs. I think they had like three or four 3 and outs as well. But Lamar Jackson wasn't able to capitalize. It was times in the game where I was like, all right, they just got you the ball back. It's time for you to go down there and make something happen. And he don't make nothing happen. It's like Lamar Jackson wasn't using his legs like he should have. There was times he was just trying to sit in the pocket and stay in the pocket. And it's like, bro, there's people around you and they coming to get you. They can't block for 5 seconds, bro. Tuck the ball down and run. That is the only way you're going to make them pay more attention to you. Lamar Jackson, he's a triple threat quarterback. He can run, you feel me, in the run game, scrambling, and he can pass. But he didn't play like a triple threat quarterback yesterday. He only had 8 carries. Anytime Lamar Jackson, I got to see a statistic. I just feel like anytime Lamar Jackson has to throw the ball over 35 times, I think he has a losing record throwing the ball over 35 times. I'll look that up or whatever. But him throwing the ball 35 times plus is not a winning formula for that team. It's not. Somewhere around 25 attempts to, no, I would say like 24 attempts to 28, 29, maybe 30 attempts. That's it. But that's the thing. They didn't run the ball. They literally went away from the game plan. I don't know what it was, but the game didn't get away from them that early. It was 7-7. They both had came out amazing plays in the first quarter. And then it was like, okay, let's get started. Let's run the ball now. They never really ran the ball. They didn't run the ball. Now, when they did run the ball, the Chiefs were stopping their ass. They was. The Chiefs got a great stop on 3rd and 1. Justice Hill came in there and ran the ball. And number 23, I think it's Tranquil, he came up and smacked them. 4th and 1. And that's when they gave Lamar the quarterback power, and he ran for like 20-some yards. But they should have kept running the ball right there. The Chiefs' defense is not a great running defense. Like, you can run the ball versus the Chiefs' defense, but you got to commit to running. That's what I thought that the Ravens was going to be able to sustain long drives and drain the defense and keep their defense on the sideline and put more pressure on, you know, Mahomes' offense. Like, I thought this was going to be a game where the Ravens' offense had the ball for 37 minutes of the game and the Chiefs' offense had the ball for 23, because the Ravens is the number one running offense. They can run a ball in different ways, different plays, and that's what it was going to be. They was going to ground and pound them and throw the ball when necessary. But they didn't do that. They sat in the pocket and tried to throw the ball down the field. And let's talk about it. Lamar missed some throws. Like, we know Lamar Jackson's going to miss some throws, but he missed some throws yesterday. Like, he didn't connect on no deep balls. The first deep ball I seen him miss on, it was to Nelson Agholor. Nelson Agholor had the cornerback beat. And he missed them. Like, he was overshooting all of the go routes. He threw one to Odell. He threw two to Odell. And I think Odell had them beat on both of them. Like, you throw a catchable ball, he going to catch it. He had them beat. It was one right by the end zone, and it was one up the sideline where they thought it was P.I. It was two of them where he could have scored. Or not even scored. He could have just made a big play. It was one to Bateman. It was like two to Nelson Agholor. So it was go routes that he just missed. And it was, and I tweeted, like, when he threw the first one to Agholor, I'm like, bro, you can't miss that, eight. You can't miss that. You're not going to have that many chances in this game. You're not going to have chances after chance to make plays on this defense. When they give you a chance to make a play, you need to make that play. That's what it's about. Can you get it done when you need to get it done? I heard Shannon saying that last night. Can you get it done when you need to get it done, whenever you need to get it done? And that's big time. Like he was saying, it don't matter if you're the number one offense, number one defense, the number one passing offense, all of that noise. Can you get it done when you need to get it done? That's all that matters. It didn't matter that the Chiefs didn't have no great wide receivers on their team, and they led the team. They led the league in drops. The team that's in the Super Bowl this year led the NFL in drops this year. But you know what? They got it done when they needed to get it done. Their best players showed up and made plays when they needed to make plays. That's what this game was about. This game was about your best players making plays when they needed to make plays. Travis Kelce came out the gate making plays. I think he had like 6 catches in the first quarter. He was catching the ball all over the field. Catch, 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 catch. He was just catching the ball all over the field. Rasheen Rice, catch, catch. Pacheco, good run, good run. Patrick Mahomes, special play, special play. They couldn't get to him. They couldn't get to him. The Ravens D-line did not affect Patrick Mahomes at all. And I thought that was, man. Remember how people was talking about the Chiefs offensive lineman this year? And them two tackles? And they just lost a guard, an all-pro guard in Tooney. They lost him. He didn't even play yesterday. And they couldn't get past him. Remember how they was talking about Donovan Smith and Juwan Taylor this year? Look at them now in the Super Bowl doing their thing. That's big time right there. That's big time right there. That is big time right there. They made the plays they needed to make when they needed to make them. And the Ravens didn't. The Ravens didn't. And another thing I didn't even bring up. The Ravens turned the ball over 3 times. Lamar Jackson throws the pick at the end of the game. I don't know why he threw that pass, but he threw it. That wasn't a good pass. It wasn't a good decision. You cannot do that versus Patrick Mahomes. You cannot do that in the playoffs at all anyway. You cannot do that versus Patrick at all. He also got a sack fumble. He's sitting in the pocket holding on to the ball too long without going and making something happen. That's on him. He couldn't do it. And then the big fumble. Ah, man, this is tough. Because Zay Flowers just made a big play. Zay Flowers had just caught the ball down the left sideline, 54-yard catch and run. He gets up, Tunts, Snead, throws the ball at him, like right under him. They give him a flag. Then a couple plays later, they at the 10-yard line. He throw a drag route to Flowers. And just like last week in the Chiefs game with Mecole Hardman, damn, Flowers. Flowers is running into the end zone. It's a clear sight for the end zone. He reaches the ball out, and Snead knocks it off, and he fumbles in the end zone, and the Chiefs get the ball, and it's a touchback. They was literally about to – it was about to be 14-17. And now we got a game. Now we would have had a game. That happened – let me make sure. Because that was in the fourth quarter for sure. Let me make sure. Oh, no, it had to be in the third quarter then. Zay Flowers. Damn, where is that? Where did that happen? I think it happened the first possession of the fourth quarter, right? Yup. Oh, it was the first play of the fourth quarter. Damn. First play of the fourth quarter. They still had some time, but that would have made the score 14-17. And it's just like, man, can you... I know you want to be mad at Zay Flowers. Because he had two big rookie mistakes right back to back, and bam, their back to back plays. He had the taunting penalty where he stood over the guy, threw the ball down, and then a couple plays later, he tried to stretch the ball out in the end zone, and Snead knocked it out. He fumbled in the end zone before he got to the end zone, and it was a touchback. So it's like, damn, you want to be really mad at him, but this is a learning. He's going to have to learn. Because it's something about every time he catches the ball, right? Every time Zay Flowers catch the ball, he get up and, like, stunt. He get up and, like, do something like, you know, he get up and flex. He get up and yell in somebody's face. And then it bites you in your ass when you need it, when you don't need that to happen. Like, it's cool when you get away with it, but that one time you don't get away with it, it can mess up the whole game. So that's one thing I don't like about when I play wide receiver. I didn't really do that shit like that. Like, I didn't – every time I made a play, I didn't get up and, you know, do a point, first down signal, do something to just – I didn't do that shit. Like, I'd probably get hyped or something like that, but I didn't, you know, kind of make every catch about me. And I'm not saying that's what Zay Flowers did, but if you watch the games – every time he catch the ball, he get up and, like, he kind of flex. And it's just like, bro, just get back to the huddle, bro. We got to, you feel me? Like, act like you've been there before. Act like you made a play before. You ain't got to get up and do that shit all the time, bro. Like, every single time you got to get up and stunt? Like, nah, bro, you don't, bro. Like, it's just awareness, bro. He didn't have the awareness in that moment. You know, he probably just made a big play. And he's just like, oh, let me just, you know, I'm about to stunt on him. He kind of hold me down or whatever. But. You got to have the awareness to understand that, bruh, this the game is on the line. We got to play. We got to make plays, bro. We need the ball. The ball is the most important thing in football. That is the most important thing. We need the ball. And then it came back to bite him in the ass a couple plays later. The same guy you stood over and dropped the ball at is the same guy that knocked that motherfucker out your hand right before you got to the end zone. Snead, all pro Snead, making plays. That's just what I'm saying. So, a big rookie mistake, two big rookie mistakes by Zay Flowers. Man, he going to learn from that, though. I like the way he played this year. He going to learn from that for sure. He need to be more incorporated into the offense next year. Even more, because that's a weapon that you have. But hopefully this opened his eyes to like, hey, bro, I'm a playmaker and I'm going to continue to make plays. I ain't got to get up and stunt every time I make a play. And you got to protect the ball, bro. Like, even if you just, even if you down at the one, even if you do not reach the ball out, you down at the one. You the Ravens. You the number one running game in the league. You're going to score at the 1 yard line. It don't have to be you, Zay. It don't have to be you, bro. But it's hard. It's kind of hard to tell a player that in that moment, man. It's just something you got to always tell them, like, hey, don't do that. Because if we fall at the 1 yard line, we still got another play. You feel me? We fall at the 1 yard line, we still got another play. We still got another one. And it's funny because yesterday, as I'm watching the other game, the Lions and 49ers, Debo got like a jet sweep on like the 5 yard line and he was running around the edge and he was running. And it was a point where I thought he was about to stretch the ball and it could have hit off somebody and got, but he didn't. And the next play they scored on a run with Christian McCaffrey. But Debo Samuel could have stretched the ball out and potentially got it knocked out, hit out. It could have flew out his hand, anything like that. But he didn't. And that's the difference between a veteran and a rookie. That's the difference. If y'all watch the game, y'all know what play I'm talking about. Debo Samuel got a jet sweep at the 5 yard line. He was running hard as hell to try to get to that goal line too. And I thought he was about to stretch the ball at the last minute, but he didn't. And the next play, they went on to score a touchdown because it was still their ball. So, Zay, you did a great job yesterday, man. Besides, I mean, you had a great season. I'm going to say that. You had a great season, but you got to take care of the ball, man. Awareness, man. This is going to make him greater, though. I think this whole thing is going to make him greater. But I didn't see enough from Lamar yesterday. I don't know what it was. I don't know if he was trying to show people that he can be a pocket quarterback. And it's just like, bro, come on, bro. Dude, this ain't the time to show that you fucking Peyton Manning. Or are you Tom Brady, bro? Go and be Lamar, bro. Go and fucking win the game. Go and run the ball. Make the defense adjust to you. Like, you got to change the game. You got to be the game changer. And it's like he just wasn't taking the moment. Like, at the end of the day, the Chiefs didn't score a point in the second half. They didn't even get in field goal position. The Chiefs scored 0 points in the second half. They went into halftime 17, up 17-7. The Chiefs didn't score a point. So the Ravens defense did something good that half. They did a lot good that half. It don't matter how they was moving the ball, how the Chiefs was moving the ball, how they were making plays in the second half, they did not score a point. So Lamar Jackson's in the offense had chances to make plays. He just wasn't making plays. He was missing passes. He wasn't running the ball enough. 8 carries with the Champions Super Bowl on the line. 8 carries. I'm gonna count. It was like at least 8 to 10 more times where I seen he should have pulled the ball down and just ran that motherfucker right now. There were 8 to 10 times where he should have just pulled the ball down and just ran it, just like Josh Allen did last week. Like, the Chiefs made them play left-handed. The Chiefs made the Ravens play left-handed all game. And that's what greatness will do to you. The Chiefs defense showed up, played hella well. They only gave up one touchdown And that was a big play in the first quarter. And that was off a scramble. Scramble rules type of play. They gave up one touchdown in the first quarter. That defense is serious. McDuffie, serious. Chris Jones affect the game. Chris Jones a baller. Chris Jones is a baller. I can't talk about him enough. Like, he didn't even have no sacks yesterday. But he was affecting the game. If you watch the game, you know Chris Jones affected that game. Other guys had sacks yesterday because of Chris Jones. He get all the attention, so it's chances for other guys to go and make plays. He's all over the line. He's at the D-tackle. He's at the one tech, the three tech, the five tech. He's on this opposite end. He's on that opposite end. He's all over the D-line, and he's affecting the game from everywhere he lines up. This defense series, man, I love this Chiefs defense. This is a great game, though, man. Patrick Mahomes is just a magician, man. Patrick Mahomes, he's not going to beat himself. For his entire career, he's not going to be himself, bro. He's not. You're going to have to beat him. And when I say beat him, you're going to have to thoroughly beat him. If it's a close game, I'm taking Patrick Mahomes. Period. He got a chance to go on to be back-to-back champions with two kind of subpar Chiefs teams. If it was the defense not being that good last year, or if it was the offense not being that good this year. That's all I'm saying. He back in the Super Bowl again. He back in the Super Bowl again. Fourth time in 6 years to start his career. If he retired after the Super Bowl, he's a Hall of Famer for sure. Patrick Mahomes will be having a statue outside of Arrowhead. I don't know if they got any statues outside of there now. Is it Priest Holmes, Tony Gonzalez? I don't know if they have one out there. But I'm telling you right now, Patrick Mahomes will have a statue outside of Arrowhead when it's all said and done. They might as well be getting ready to design that motherfucker now. They might as well do it while he's still playing. He humble enough to do that. I think that Patrick Mahomes plays about another 10. Maybe, shit, if I don't know, bro. If he want to play 15 more years, I think he can. He not even, like I said, I think he's 28. He not even in his mindfulness prime yet. Just think about that. He in his LeBron Miami Heat prime right now. He's not in his second stint Cleveland prime yet. He not in that prime yet. He's just in his young Miami athletic, I'm better than you and you can't fuck with me prime yet, physically. He ain't even all the way there mentally yet. Not taking nothing away from Patrick Mahomes because he'd go. Or LeBron, they both the goats. But if you get what I'm saying, you get what I'm saying. He making this shit look too easy, bro. He beat Miami, then go on to beat Buffalo. Then go on to beat the Ravens. He beat the 2 seed, the 1 seed, and the 6 seed. Two of those games is on the road. And now he go in the Super Bowl to face a team he already beat in the Super Bowl. In the San Francisco 49ers. And if I had to bet right now, I'm taking the Kansas City Chiefs to repeat back-to-back Super Bowls. You know why? Because they got Patrick Mahomes. It's that simple, bro. Should be that simple. They got Patrick Mahomes. They got Andy Reid. They got the top three defense in the NFL. Probably the best defense that I've been playing this entire playoff series right now. They gave up 7 points to Miami, and that was on a big play. They gave up, 24? They gave up 24 points to the Buffalo, and some of that was janky. And they gave up basically 10 points, you know, one touchdown to the Ravens. Just saying. This defense don't make no mistakes. They make plays, bro. They don't make no mistakes like that. They got some go-getters. They say defense win championships. Yeah, it's looking like it. It's looking like it. So that's all I got for y'all for this episode, man. It's episode 83. Obviously, this was a breakdown of the AFC Championship game between the Ravens and the Chiefs. Great game, great physical game. Chiefs was just a better team. They had the better players, and they wanted it more. That's all. And they know how to win. They know how. They have been there before. They were just in the Super Bowl last year. They know how to win. They know how to win in different ways as well. It's that simple. So if you tuned in, man, I appreciate you. We're going to keep stacking them up. I'm going to drop another episode today as well regarding the NFC Championship where I break down the Lions and the 49ers. But appreciate y'all for tuning in, man. Speak on the Podcast, episode 83. Lip out.